Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Our good buddy, the great Brian Costello, he is sponsored by Winters Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services, by Van Buren Buick GMC Garden City Park, family-owned and operated since 1935, by CSEA Local 830, we work for you, and by Play Sugar House. Legal sports betting is here. Check it out at PlaySugarHouse.com. $250 deposit match on your first deposit. He does a great job covering the Jets for the New York Post. Our good buddy, the great Brian Costello. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. Did I win the Notre Dame tickets?
You want to go? Did you go to Notre Dame?
No.
No, I didn't.
Did you go to Syracuse?
I went to Penn State.
Oh, you did you? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Huh. All right, sorry.
I heard Kim is getting you a stuffed Nittany Lion.
I'm a big stuffed animal guy, Brian. I don't know if you noticed.
I heard that, yeah.
Okay. I look forward to getting a stuffed Nittany Lion. My wife and I, we have a million of these, you know, a million of stuffed animals. I'm looking forward to it. There you go.
Kim will deliver. I know that.
I'm sure she will.
Oh, no, she will.
Yep.
Which injury? Let's start actually with Bilal Powell. We know that he's done for the season, but what about his career? How much concern is there that we will not see Bilal play football again?
Yeah, there's a lot of concern. I mean, you could tell kind of talking to people with the Jets yesterday just how upset everyone was about the injury and just how serious it is. And, you know, neck injuries are obviously always very scary. You know, I think even if physically the doctors will clear Bilal, it's going to be tough for him. He's going to be a 30-year-old running back with a neck injury concern. I'm not sure he'll have a lot of a market out there. He's going to be a free agent after this year. So I think, you know, sadly, this might be it for him. This might have been the end of his career.
Mm. Elijah McGuire is back next week, right? Is he practicing with the team now or no?
Yeah, so the way it works is when a guy goes on IR, you can bring back two of them during the season. They have to sit out for 8 weeks, eight games. So he was able to start practicing last week, so he should be up to speed by the time, you know, next week rolls around. The Dolphins game, he'll be able to play in.
When will they bring back Terrell Pryor? Because I assume need at receiver, they're going to try to bring him back.
I
right?
was stunned. I know he's hurt, but I was stunned that they let the guy go. The guy was playing well.
I don't totally get that, and I'm not sure if there's not some reason other than what they're saying.
Right.
We'll see. You know, I'm kind of wanting to see how that plays out. I was surprised as well. I understand they had pretty tough numbers with the number of injuries they had, but there had to be some other bottom of the roster guy you could have let go instead of Terrell Pryor there. So we'll see. You know, I know he talked to, I think, Adam Schefter or something the other day and said he's ready to go. You know, but they signed Rishard Matthews. I wouldn't be shocked if they added another guy to the receiving corps, especially Robbie Anderson isn't practicing now with an ankle injury.
Oh my God.
So he's not going to be down another receiver. So I think they just have to kind of see how it plays out and when Quincy Enunwa can come back and then figure all this out.
Wow. All right, now let's talk about it. Now, Marcus May, I saw, is practicing now. I mean, is he going to play on Sunday?
Well, he practiced limited yesterday, which what that means is maybe he ran through some drills, but he didn't do team stuff. Like, you know, he didn't do everything. And I talked to him for a while yesterday. He had a wrap, I would call it, on his thumb. It's not a cast. And he told me they're working on a glove for him that would help him play. And he's just kind of, he said, he feels like he could play. He's waiting on the go-ahead from the coaches and the doctors. So, you know, I wouldn't rule it out for Sunday. I think they're just kind of, they have to make sure that thumb is healed enough to where he could play and what the pain level would be if he hits, you know, someone's helmet with a thumb and how well they can protect that. I remember they had that special glove for Ryan Fitzpatrick a few years ago and he hurt his thumb. So they come up with this kind of stuff in the training room, but I wouldn't rule him out for Sunday.
Mm. Spencer Long's issues have been related to this finger problem, and now he's got another injury he's dealing with.
Yeah. You know, he's had a really tough time in the last 3 weeks, I'd say, with the finger and some bad snaps. And I talked to him after the game, and he's just really upset. You know, he knows he's hurting the team, and He said to me, you know, Darnold needs me. He needs, you know, needs me to have good snaps. That's my job. He doesn't want to use it as an excuse, the finger, but clearly it's affecting him. He has an injured middle finger. He's trying to snap a football. And then toward the end of the game on Sunday, I think it was Sheldon Richardson actually landed on the back of his leg, like rolled up his leg, which is never a good thing. So he's been out of practice this week. I think you might see Jonathan Harrison there at center this week if Long can't go.
Mm. Trumaine Johnson, where are we at with him?
Well, the good news on him is, you know, we haven't gotten the injury report yet today, the official injury report.
And he hasn't got burned in a couple of weeks because he hasn't played.
He was on the field today, has a helmet, so he's trending toward at least practicing in a limited fashion today. So that's a good sign. He hasn't been on the field in weeks. We talked to him yesterday, and you know, he said he feels better every day, that kind of stuff. I asked him if he felt pressure to get back on the field with $72.5 million coming his way from the Jets. And he said, no, he'll take his time and get back on the field when he's ready. He wants to be, you know, fully, you know, not 100%, but as close as he can get to it before he plays. So, you know, we'll see what he's able to do today and tomorrow. And maybe there seems like they're getting a little healthier in the secondary and the offense is getting less help. That's what it looks like right now.
Buster Screen?
Buster was on the field yesterday, limited.
All right, good.
The concussion protocol, but he's trending toward playing too.
Right. It's amazing. This entire interview is just us naming guys who are hurt because that's their team right now.
All right. So right now, so let's look at the offense right now. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you tell me, Robbie Anderson may not play. All right. Is what you're telling me? Robbie Anderson. Anunua we know is not playing. Okay.
Yep.
We know he's out. We know Bilal's out. So the running game is Isaiah. It doesn't matter to me that I dropped that pass, Crowell. Okay? How about that?
I saw that, I went delirious.
Oh, you know what? He's basically, he might as well have said this. They're paying me anyway. Anyway, what the hell? That's what he basically said. This guy, I know he's been a good player. I want him out of here after the year's over. But Crowell, okay?
Yep.
And Cannon, I guess, is the other running back?
Yeah, rookie. Cannon. Yep, yep.
Oh,
yeah, he did a good job receiving on Sunday.
Yeah, lead receiver last week.
Yeah, he held on to the ball, unlike Tomlinson and Crowell. All right, so who else? So the wide receivers are going to be Rashad Matthews and Jermaine Kearse?
Yeah. You know, and Andre Roberts and Sharon.
And you're telling me Pryor could play, is ready to go, and he's not on the team.
According to him, obviously through Schefter. I don't think the Jets, if he could play, I don't think the Jets would have done that last week. You know, I think a player says they can play before the doctors went clear. They felt he was out for a while.
Brian, was there anything else going on? Was this strictly a roster
question?
Here's the only thing I'd say. I haven't heard anything from anyone. No one will say anything. But do you remember, he was a pretty big part of the offense weeks like 1, 2, and 3, right? Cleveland, he had that one where he didn't run a good route against Miami and Darnold threw the interception in the end zone. And then all of a sudden in Jacksonville, he played 2 snaps. So I was like, what happened here? I don't think they loved his route running. You know, I'm not sure, you know, attitude-wise behind the scenes. I didn't hear anything with the Jets, but obviously you heard a lot out of Washington last year. And remember when the Jets were in Richmond, those guys wanted to kill him basically in those practices. So, you know, something must have happened behind the scenes here to make this happen. Mm. So I'm curious to see if they actually do bring them back like they said they might.
Wow.
Long shot. You know, obviously we've seen the Giants start to sell guys off. Did the Jets do anything in the next 5 days before the trade deadline?
I doubt anything meaningful. Like they don't have anyone to sell off.
I didn't necessarily mean sell off. I could have meant buy, too, you know?
Yeah, I can't really see it, Evan. I mean, they're not going to make a reach and give up a draft pick that they need next year to build around Darnold. They've already given up their second-round pick next year, so I think they're going to hold those picks pretty dearly. If there's some value out there, like if there's a player they like, you know, like a Snacks Harrison with the Giants, give up a fifth-round pick for him, I could see them doing something like that, but it would have to be a better contract than what Snacks had. McCagnon, I think, would have to see true value to do something.
Mm. Do you give them a snowball's chance in hell against the Bears on Sunday?
Sure. I mean, the Bears are 3-3. They're not going out to LA to play the Rams, you know. I think it's going to be tough for them, but Khalil Mack hasn't really been the same guy the last few weeks with the ankle injury, so I think that helps them. But, you know, it's going to be a tough sledding, as they say.
Tough sledding.
Yeah, that's a way to describe it.
Nobody's playing.
Trying to be nice today.
How about Beecham? Isn't Beecham hurt too?
He's banged up too.
I don't think he's serious though. He didn't practice yesterday with the back, but I think he's back today.
Well, I almost feel like playing McCown in this game, just so Sam doesn't get hurt.
Yeah, I think Beecham will be okay. It didn't seem that serious yesterday.
So let me ask you a question, seriously, and I would never do this, but I just want your answer because I love you. All right, you know I do. All right. I hate to do this to my – I'm in a knockout pool where there's six people left in this pool.
Wow.
Okay? To me, the clear team to pick, because, you know, based on who I have left, is the Bears. I mean, to me, it's like – there's no – it's like to me – it's almost like 95% in my mind the Bears are winning this game. Would you take the – I won't do it against my team. I just can't. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
Would you take the Bears in a knockout pool?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I think the Patriots playing the Bills this week.
No, right? I already used the Patriots. I can't use them.
Yeah, I don't know what I don't have the other slate of games fresh in my mind right now. But
Kansas City, Denver.
I can't use Kansas. I already used them. I could use the Steelers. Here's the two teams I'm thinking about because I can't
Steelers,
take the
Browns.
Jets. The Steelers against Pittsburgh against Cleveland, and I'm even thinking about the Bengals against Tampa Bay.
I love that pick.
You do?
I do. Oh, I think the Bengals are bouncing back.
I'm even thinking about Houston before I leave today. I'll tell Ernie before I leave tonight to take Houston over the Dolphins tonight. I'm even thinking about that.
Yeah, you don't want the Dolphins screwing.
No, I know. That's why I'm staying away from it.
I think the Bears is a legitimate pick. It's hard to see the Jets winning this game.
Yeah. No.
You know me, and we differ on this. I'm an insurance policy kind of guy.
No, I don't do that. There's no insurance policy. I can't.
Then don't do it. Then don't touch it.
I'm not doing it. I would go
with Cincinnati.
You think so? You would go to Bengals over the Steelers?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, it's tough.
I think
Bengals
I would
scare the hell out of me.
It's not January.
No, I
and they're not playing the Steelers.
Yeah. They also lost two games in a row. They blew the game to Pittsburgh, and they got destroyed by Kansas City.
Well, yeah, but they're not playing those games.
Well, it doesn't mean a lot. I understand it.
Yeah. Brian, we always appreciate it.
Brian, all the love.
All right, guys.
All the love, Brian.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Brian. And one very underrated thing about Brian Costello, he is tied for first place in Ernie's Fantasy Football League. You've got a four-way tie, yeah, between Giannotti, me, Costello, and somebody else. I have no idea who the fourth person is.
Right.
Oh, Mike Fliegelman is the fourth
Fliegelman?
Guy. Yeah.
How's Fleeg? I haven't seen Fleeg in a long time.
I think he does overnights now.
Oh, is he like the overnight guy?
He's the overnight guy.
Oh.
That's right.
Mons is giving me an affirmative on that.
Oh, yeah. Monzo in another league is getting trades vetoed. He's very controversial. Very controversial.
Well, Monzo has a little bit of a controversial feel to him.
No matter where it is, whether it's Twitter, whatever it is, he's a controversial guy.
You got to rethink doing that Twitter stuff, Mons. I love you. you're opening yourself up for, a lot.
Oh, boy. You'll see Monzo tweeting at about 3 o'clock today. A big Mike show today.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.